make laws in our country is Parliament and the courts. So when a government's out of power, if they appoint people to the courts, justices with their same political views or same interpretation of the law, then their views and their persuasion continues well past the time that they've come out of government. So, yes, we've got the announcement yesterday of Simon Stewart and Jacqueline Gleeson, both appointed. They won't start until 2022 and 24, but that will certainly really affect the landscape.
Probably a bit similar to what we're seeing in America as well, with the Supreme Court judge there, this new one who's very much a conservative.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the most outspoken political critic of Trump, and he just despised her, and I think she despised him.
Yeah.
And I think everyone was just hoping she'd hold on until the election, but unfortunately she didn't. And she was a very strong human rights and gender equity.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting area, that's for sure. And I guess finally, Rose, that really comes into play with your area of law, where workers' rights over many years, many decades, have, you know, got to a point that, you know, it's getting more equitable, but this could make that interesting, inverted commas, if you like.
Well, what happens, and if you don't mind, I'll talk just a little bit briefly, is that you can have a justice who, they call them black letter lawyers, they interpret the law in the narrowest possible way they can, and then you have what they call activist judges, like Michael Kirby, and the Conservative justices hated him because he would interpret the legislation or the law in broader terms.